When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been a busy week for us at Hidden True Crime while we prepare to travel to attend the Lori Vallow Daybell trial in Boise, Idaho, to continue our Beyond the Veil season. Currently, Kate and Larry Woodcock are being told by Lori's attorney, Jim Archibald, that they aren't victims in the case. Their 7-year-old biological grandson, JJ, was murdered, as well as his sister, Tylee Ryan, in 2019. Lori's attorney, Archibald, claims that the couple who sounded the alarm with the welfare check on JJ should not be able to sit in the courtroom during this non-televised trial that they will have to travel to attend. While we wait for the judge's ruling on the motion, the Woodcocks have hired an attorney, and they released a statement to us last night. It reads, quote, "We appreciate the outpouring of love and support from all of you after yesterday's hearing. We were completely blindsided and heartbroken at the argument made saying that we are not JJ's grandparents and should not be considered victims in this case. We continue to be victimized by Lori every single day living life without JJ, Tylee, and Charles. Then again, by possibly denying us the chance to be the face in the courtroom seeking justice for them. We made a promise over 3 years ago to Tylee and JJ to see justice prevail. We will fight until we have exhausted all options to keep that promise. We hired Shannon Gray, Gray Law LLC, from Oregon as our attorney to fight on our behalf. We appreciate the prayers as we fight to keep our promise to JJ and Tylee, Kay and Larry Woodcock," end quote. And then they leave us with a quote. "The dead cannot cry out for justice. It is the duty of the living to do so for them," end quote. 2 years ago this month, we interviewed the Woodcocks in our home, and they shared about their relationship with JJ, bringing him home from the hospital and taking care of their miracle baby. We want to share a small part of that 5-hour interview on our podcast today, all about JJ. We'll start the interview with a video Kay shared, JJ kissing his grandma's and cousin's cheek over and over and over. To watch this interview or to see this video, you can head to our YouTube channel, Hidden True Crime. We thank the Woodcocks for their vulnerability and trust with Hidden True Crime. Together with our hidden gems, today we remember JJ.
Here. Do it so perfect.
JJ, do it. Give me another one. Yay. Aww. Do it again. Mwah. Yay. Thank you.
We have guests at our dinner table tonight.
We're very grateful and fortunate to have Kay and Larry Woodcock with us, and we've been spending the last few days with them, and we posted the picture that who took it? Do you take it? Kay took it.
Yeah. She's got the selfie arms. She was the one that pulled it off. I couldn't fit anyone in, and Kay said, "Hold on, I got granddaughters of Tommy. Let me take this over." And she got the selfie of us last night.
Right. So a little known fact about Kay is she's an expert selfie taker. So if you're around her and you need a selfie, please ask her. I'm sure she'd be more than happy to accommodate. I'm sure people know some about JJ, but could you guys maybe really help us understand JJ a little better?
He was born May 25th, 2012, to my son, and
his girlfriend. He was born 10 weeks premature at 30 weeks. He was 2 pounds, 9 ounces at birth. He was in the hospital for 6 weeks. The social worker called and said that she was given our names, and she asked if we would take him in. And of course, I said yes. And I did that without any input from Larry. I went home. I went home before him, and I called him and said, okay, you've got to come home. We got to talk. And so when he got there, I had a bottle of his favorite scotch sitting on the table with a glass with ice in it.
I didn't know if she was kicking me out or, you know, said I'm dying of cancer or what. But
you were prepared for anything.
I was prepared. I was open to it, whatever. And she said, best I can remember, we're going to have a baby.
I accepted that without talking to you, but, you know, if you want out, I understand.
And I thought about it for about half a second. And I said, you know, why wouldn't I not be part of this? I said, you know, absolutely, let's do it. And at that time, Kay and I, we didn't refer to JJ as JJ. His name was Kanan. And it's a beautiful name, and I love that name. So we went to the hospital, and we got Kanan, and it was like, I'm a daddy. And Kay, they wheeled her out in the wheelchair, and she got into the vehicle with us, and she had this baby, and it was like, oh, my God, deja vu all over again.
What have I forgot?
Yeah, and that was my single biggest worry.
Yeah.
Was big. Did I still remember how to raise or to be responsible for a child?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things I had to learn about being a daddy again. But the one thing that you never have to learn is that the love a baby you have for a baby. And I'd get up in the morning and I'd give him his bottle and I'd give him his bath and stretch his little arms and massage his back. He loved that. I'd turn him over on my knees and I'd rub his
back.
We
have a video. We were in Las Vegas 2018 for Thanksgiving. Charles flew there. He and JJ drove up and met us, and he had him on the bed, 6 years old then, and he had him
five or six.
He was rubbing his back. And
see, JJ, because I did it for up until he left.
Yeah.
And so even after he would come back to stay with us, he'd jump up on the bed in the morning time, and he'd lay across my lap, and Papa rub my back, you know.
He was about 6 months old. I had to bring him to a pediatric cardiologist. He had the hole in the heart because he was premature. And so they were watching that to see that it was going to close. Mm-hmm. And the first time I met that doctor, I was crying uncontrollably because I was there with that little baby and he had nobody. Nobody.
You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/hidden. Is anyone else struggling with what to wear these days, feeling like styles have changed so much? Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. I signed up. I took a style quiz, and they offered suggestions that would best match me. The more I rent, the more on point the styles get. Whether you are planning a date night, packing for a conference, or headed to a black tie event, you will have the perfect outfit without facing a fitting room with fluorescent lights. With my Armoire clothing rental, I feel brave trying new styles, because I know it's not forever. It's just for a week or a month. And my favorite thing, having someone else do my laundry when I'm ready for new clothes. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/hiddentruecrime. That's armoire.style/hiddentruecrime to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why do so many dogs suffer from health issues? It turns out that actress Katherine Heigl, who helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says that she has seen more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she discovered is that the way many dogs' foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true even for premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw a huge transformation in their health. She has made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do the same thing and see incredible changes in their dog's health. Look, John and I are dog lovers and are currently searching for the perfect family edition and how to keep them healthy and happy. So if we can help keep your best friend healthy too, we are happy. Go to badlandfood.com/hiddentruecrime and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/hiddentruecrime.
Charles called me within a week of us getting Kanan home from the hospital. So Charles, you know, very gingerly asked, we'd like to adopt him if y'all would let us. When he approached us, and then I talked to Larry about it, and I said, you know, well, it was just something to think about, you know, and we did. And I mean, it just took time.
I can't imagine the decision to give JJ to Lori and Charles to raise.
I wanted so much to see the life of JJ go so far beyond my life, to see what he was capable of. Was he had one gear wide open and the next gear was sleeping, and so he was constantly moving, and I was always fascinated by how quick he was, how much energy he had, but more than anything else was how much love he had. That to be cut so short because of a self-serving mother. This is such a tragedy on so many perspectives. She missed such an opportunity to be probably one of the happiest moms that could be, because I felt like that JJ's potential in life was really unlimited. I just think beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I'll always believe it, that the world lost a great young man, not just because we loved him, because I think what the future had for him, had it not been for a selfish person.
If I know this might be a bit of a hard question, but when you talk about that, I kind of picture, what if JJ was able to pull up a chair with us tonight, and what if JJ was a young adult or 15 or, you know, 20 years older, and JJ was sitting right here with us. What message do you think JJ would want to share with us?
Oh my God.
Wow. I have to think about that.
I think that to know JJ and to love him, you had to understand and accept his enthusiasm, his optimism. And maybe he didn't know what true optimism and a vision was. I've been fortunate enough in my life to be around so many young men, women, especially young men, where I think it's so necessary for me that I had to encourage, I had to teach, I had to offer opportunity, because I've seen what a lack of a dad position in a child's life. Men I've had working for me. And probably one of the greatest rewards that I get is young men, young women, middle-aged men, middle-aged wives, that their husbands say, "Mr. Larry taught me that. Mr. Larry taught me to be where I'm at today." And I feel like that JJ, I hope, would say, "Papa was a good man, and I loved him." And
no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That JJ would say, "Thank you, Papa. I love you."
You know, I don't think there's anybody in the world that loved us any more than that little boy. Nobody.
I've never been asked that question. I didn't know what to answer y'all. And I've never thought about it. I would have gave my life just for the opportunity to him live his life. I would have never hesitated. I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm sorry, John.
No, no. Everyone's in tears at the table right now.
And this is what our dinner tables are for.
Okay. Oh, my God.
There's no question that JJ adored what he just said. He did love you too more than.
Did you ever see our most favorite video with JJ when we picked him up at school one day? That is my most favorite video. Here, just.
Where's your jacket, buddy?
Oh, there it is.
He reminds me so much of our little guy.
It's just, that was him right there. That.
He's
so innocent and sweet and loving.
John, and I apologize, but a little earlier you said, how do I deal with my emotions? And I told you I compartmentalize my emotions. And once or twice, I open one of those boxes. And the question you asked was probably the most was just one of the most intense questions I've ever been asked, because it makes me, I look at myself now and I'm thinking, I've dealt with the tragedy of JJ up until his death. And I've never taken the time to say, what if? And that is a powerful, powerful that is so powerful, because as much as I want him, I wanted him to be everything he could be in life, and I seen that he had. I think I've accepted the fact that JJ's life ended, and that I've never taken the time to have a really good in-depth conversation with myself and my feelings about what could have been. And it opened one of those boxes. And it's, I just didn't realize maybe how bad that box needed to be opened. And now I'm thinking that I need to concentrate a lot of my energy on the future of what could have been, not for JJ, for Banky, for these children that have this exceptional brilliancy and how we as a society compartmentalize them. And I think that's such a tragedy. I really do. I think that's, I'm telling you, I never wanted that box opened. And that's one of the reasons that I just simply locked that box. Boy, but did it come out. And right now I'm very angry. I am very, very angry. I'm not angry at anybody here. I'm angry that this happened. I'm angry that the people involved betrayed us. I think the betrayal started back when Laurie was a kid. I think that it probably started back when Chad was a kid. And that we as parents, grandparents, and times have changed. Help is so readily available if you seek it. And I think that obviously Barry never sought out that that help. Laurie obviously never sought that help. And maybe things would have been different. Maybe all of us need to look inside of ourselves and say, what can I do to help myself? And by helping ourselves, do we help somebody in the future? Do we change a life in the future? Do we save a life in the future? And these are questions that are going through my mind as we speak. It's like fireworks going off in my brain. It's like atomic particles splitting. And I'm very angry. I am very angry. And I just hope as a society that we learn to deal with our emotions. We learn to deal with how to control emotions. And I mean, we're all emotional people. I get mad, I get upset, but I think more than that is the one thing that I've always tried to do is take the time to assess the situation and then to give love where love is needed. Not everybody accepts it. You know, you will get lied to, believe that or not. And but I can tell you for the last few minutes, a box was unlocked that I didn't want to unlock.
And I apologize if I unlock, I don't know sometimes how people react. It was just a question that was.
It was a wonderful question.
Oh, thank you. It was
absolutely a wonderful question. I've never been asked that. And the fact that you ask it totally caught me off guard. And I didn't want to break down. I didn't want to start crying. But there's times in this situation that I simply have to let those emotions out. And then I start thinking. And right now, I wish you could see the inside of my mind and see the colors that I see. And I'm sure tonight will be another complete waste of night for me. And because of what could be in the future, what would you see if he was sitting here today?
Yeah.
And obviously, if he was sitting here today, none of this, what has happened in the last 2 years, would be a mood issue. It wouldn't even be a thought in our head.
Right.
But he'd be a young man that I'd be so proud to say, this is my grandson. Look what he's accomplished. Look what he's overcome.
Yeah. And I think part of the question is, you know, what can he teach us? And I think you answered that. You know, that JJ was so filled with love.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Thank you.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.